Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
A new breed of talk.
You can't stop Donald Trump by yelling and screaming.
His voice is your voice.
Cindy from Jacksonville, good morning, and thanks for calling The Mark Kay Show. David joins us from Ponte Vedra. Claudia in St. Augustine.
This is The Mark Kay Show.
All I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me, and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
None of us see any reason why it would be. No one will show us any reason why it will be. They'll just investigate it forever. But when it comes down to, you know, hey, where's the proofs in the pudding? Was it Trey Gowdy said?
If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the damn grand jury.
The damn grand jury. That's going to be the name of my country band. When I retire from radio, I'm going to start a country band. We're going to be called the Damn Grand Journey. Jury. That would be the end. Anyway, what's up, brother? This is Mark Kay. You're listening to The Mark Kay Show. Thanks so much. What an exciting day. We have so many open mic messages, by the way. I've spent the last hour going through everybody's open mic messages, all the opinions that people have about this press conference, this bilateral press conference that President Donald Trump had with President Vladimir Putin from Russia. This was after like 2 hours of talks. This was after a one-on-one talks, bilateral talks. They talked so long that they preempted my entire program yesterday. By the way, we got a lot of open mics about that. You people shouldn't be so happy. But the big thing that we take out of this whole meeting is not that Donald Trump has a good relationship with the president of our biggest foe. Not that Donald Trump has sat down and talked about the nuclear problem and North Korea and other issues it faces. Not that Donald Trump went in there and talked about Crimea and NATO and the oil reserves and all that. What we got out of this is that Donald Trump said, I don't see how Russia could have colluded with me in this election. I don't see what the big deal is. I don't see how this could be possible. And that's what everyone's taken out of this. That's why today, if you look at the headlines, they're calling Donald Trump treasonist. They're calling the Daily News said open treason with Donald Trump holding a gun to Uncle Sam. Very, very, very. These people are emotional. Donald Trump just tweeted fake news going crazy. And that is 1000% right. And I only use the term fake news because it's a quote from the president of the United States. But it's 100% right. Nobody wants to focus on any of the positives. They want to focus on the negatives. And in fact, I went through and I started looking for headlines today. I found a bunch. I put a video about this on my Facebook page. If you want to go check it out, check out The Mark Kay Show on Facebook. And I looked at, pardon me. All these headlines, I gotta sneeze. It's nothing to sneeze at, I know, but I have to. I looked at all these headlines, and one of them was Putin wins. And another one was, could this be treason? And a third headline read, Donald Trump versus the United States, democracy is dying. And then I realized these weren't headlines from today. These were headlines from last year. 2017, February, March, April, May, these same stories were being written. Fast forward 1 year, and it's almost verbatim the same exact headlines. Today you have open treason. You have Donald Trump hands Putin a huge win. Donald Trump sells out the U.S. That's the USA Today headline. So you've got the exact same phrasing almost, in some cases, the exact same headline being written about the same president and the same topic over the course of 365 days. They refuse to change their tune. They refuse to focus on what's actually happening and what's important in the world. And they refuse to realize that the voters are not stupid and that you and I know what's going on. And the important thing is that Donald Trump is out there leading the country the way we asked him to. We didn't ask anybody to go out there and try at every single turn to overthrow him or get him to resign or make him look stupid. And I've got a bajillion open mic messages to prove it.
For those of you that can't recognize what Trump did yesterday was dial back the rhetoric between us and the second most great nuclear power in the world.
I mean, what's he supposed to do? Get up there on stage and just lambast Putin and just say, you meddled in our election, blah. I think that it would have been worse had he done that. Had he stood up there and openly attacked Putin, everyone would have, the headlines would have read, Donald Trump's temper destroys democracy. Donald Trump's diplomacy in tatters. Donald Trump, diplomatic buffoon. There's no winning. And Donald Trump knows this. But I think he was shocked even and appalled. And hence the tweets this morning. But I think he was shocked and appalled at just how much people, not just his enemies, but his friends apparently, were coming down on him for this press conference.
I heard what Newt said today. I completely disagree.
What Newt Gingrich said, by the way, was that this was Donald Trump's worst mistake as president. This is Donald Trump's worst mistake as president. By far, Newt Gingrich is 100% wrong. His worst mistake as president, we all know. We all know it was appointing Jeff Sessions to be attorney general. That was his worst mistake as president. But Newt Gingrich coming down against him, too.
I'm getting sick and tired of both parties, the media, and a bunch of uninformed people out there trying to tell me who and who our enemies are and are not.
I mean, what happens when you have what? Yeah, that's a great point, too. Who are the enemies? Who are the enemies? Are the enemies the people in this country who try to rig elections, in this country who try to work behind the scenes so that one candidate is treated much more fairly than the other? Is the enemy the media who goes to Hillary Clinton and delivers her questions so that she'll know what's going to happen in the debates before anyone else does? Or is the enemy Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un, people who will sit down and meet with our president and talk about our problems and open up a dialogue and actually say, hey, here's what we need to work on. Let's work on it. Are the enemies of this country Barack Obama, who continually sit there and try to apologize for the United States? Oh, Barack Obama threw Israel in the trash. Our relationship with Israel for 8 years was destroyed. Israel really our one true ally. And Donald Trump came in and immediately tried to repair it and did a fantastic job. Our relationships with North Korea and Russia were non-existent. And Donald Trump came in here and is now doing exactly what he's supposed to do, build a bridge. Is he throwing our intelligence agencies under the bus at the same time? The intelligence agencies that worked vigorously behind the scenes to keep him from getting elected? The same agencies that have leaked sensitive documents and classified documents and every kind of conversations Donald Trump had in the White House have been leaked out to the press. Private conversations he had with Mexico, with Australia, with Germany. I mean, these things, he has been disrespected and shown no support from any side. It's no wonder Donald Trump doesn't trust any of the reports about his collusion with Russia. But that's not even the biggest problem. That's not even the biggest problem. The biggest problem is they continue to tell us we've got 12 Russians that we're indicting. We've got this woman we found working with Russia yesterday. We've got all these reports, but
all this evidence that we have against Russia. I haven't seen any evidence. I haven't read any evidence. Where is all this evidence that the news keeps reporting that we have and all the congressmen keep saying we have?
I mean, if we had evidence, come on, let's get honest for a minute. If we had evidence that Donald Trump, the most hated man in the entire media world, if we had evidence that Donald Trump, who every single person in Washington we find out does not want there, if we had evidence that Donald Trump, the buffoon and clown that they claim that he is, if we had evidence that he had anything at all to do with Putin and Russia and collusion, it would be on the front page of every single newspaper in the entire world. But instead, all we have on the front page of the newspaper is Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin and a big bull. And you got the soccer ball being handed over, and you got these snide remarks and these angry headlines, and you still, to this day, to this point, have zero evidence. It's been 365 days. They've been running the same headlines. I have proof. It's on my Facebook. I'm going to show it to you, right? I'm going to get into it here in just a minute. 340-1045. Listen, if you watched this yesterday or listened to it because it was on in place of my show, then give me a buzz. Let me know your take on this. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you know something I don't. Maybe you think Donald Trump is an enemy of the state. Maybe you think that Donald Trump did bow down and kiss Putin's lily white. You know what? Maybe you think that this is the beginning of the end, or maybe you're starting to believe that what the Democrats and the media say is all true. Do you side with Newt? Do you side with John McCain? Do you side with the president? 340-1045. More of your open mics and your phone calls coming up. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
You notice nobody's talking about the Brett Kavanaugh nomination anymore? Trump might just be a little smarter than you think he is.
Yeah, boy. Hey, let's change the conversation from Brett Kavanaugh. What can I do? Oh, let me side with Putin over the U.S. That'll do it. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. Everybody in the media, and a lot of the Republicans, are really angry with Donald Trump today. They say that he chose Moscow over Washington.
There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it.
Yeah, and he talked about how Vladimir Putin denied the collusion.
I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
I think that's a dumb offer. You're sending 12 people across the world to investigate something you know didn't happen. Okay, whatever. That's fine. It's your budget, not ours. 340-1045 is the number. Let's go to Bill, who wants to talk about that. Bill in Green Cove, what'd you want to say about the Russian offer to co-investigate this whole thing?
To hear from you, two questions. How do we know for sure that, because there's so many different types of hackers out there, that they didn't hack into one server to hack into another server to come up with these 12 individuals' names and then create the situation and then put out an indictment on these 12 individuals? Question number two, what if the Russian government sends over the necessary lawyers and attorneys and such and ask again for motion of discovery, and the Mueller team and the DOJ are not forthcoming once again?
Well, they're not going to give the Russians anything that they've discovered. All right, look, here's the thing: we don't know any. There's nobody that you can trust, especially if you're Donald Trump. You can't even trust your own Justice Department. Now, I don't think that they went in there and they just made up these 12 people to indict before the Russian summit with President Vladimir Putin. I will say this: I don't think that they should have indicted them just days before the Russian summit with Vladimir Putin. I think what they did, what the Justice Department did, was indict those 12 people at that particular time, knowing that it would come up they were basically trying to derail the president when he's trying to do some good for the country. And that's why this issue was, again, at the forefront. And that's why they were forced to talk about it. But of all the entire year, they chose 2 days before Putin's summit with Donald Trump in Helsinki to indict these 12 Russians. Come on, give me a break. And Donald Trump's supposed to trust these people. Let's go to Gary in Middleburg. Gary, thank you so much for joining me. What do you want to say, Gary?
Well, one of your comments stating that the worst thing you ever did was appoint Jeff Sessions. We won't agree on that one. What he did to me the worst was yesterday. I was all with him with his trade policies and bringing jobs back, but I'll never, ever in my life trust the Russians. They have proven time and time again, whether it be shooting down inadvertently commercial jet airliners, the Berlin Wall after they were our allies. They're supporting Assad. We're fighting Assad. These guys cheat at the freaking Olympics. You're going to take Putin's word over your national security advisors. 17, what is it? Security agencies that say the Russians have did it. Now people say, well, can we prove it? Can we do this? Can we do that? Well, maybe it does boil down to trust. So it just boils down to the simple fact is, you trust the Russians and Putin, or you just trust your own agency of this country? Sure.
All right. Hey, thank you. We got to take a break, man, Gary, but I appreciate the call. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a minute as soon as we get back. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I don't care what the Republicans say. I don't care what the Democrats say. They have all been lying to me for years.
That is, man, it is coming to a head. It is boiling over. And I'm going to be honest with you. Why are we blaming the president for what he said? Why are we blaming the reaction to it over here? You know how they're reacting in Russia this morning? You look at all the headlines coming out of Russia, and they're like, this is great. This is a great day. What a great summit. You know, the fantastic news. Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump have opened up a dialogue. You know, Russia and the United States are working together. I mean, that's how they look at it there in Russia. We, of course, look at it as the worst thing that's ever happened to this country, probably ever, because that's how we roll. 340-1045. Let's go to Mark, who's been waiting very patiently in Riverside. Mark, thank you so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What'd you want to say?
Hi, I just wanted to express my frustration that the two different issues of collusion meddling are getting so confused in this presser. Donald Trump very clearly said that he has confidence in his intelligence people, and that President Putin strongly denied it. He also said prior to that all he can do is ask the question, which is true. He never in any case said that he agreed with Putin. He also said that I would like them to get the server. He would like the FBI to get the Democratic server because that's where the true proof of the meddling would be. That being said, of course he denied there's no collusion. He's the one they're accusing of collusion. So be it true or be it not, what kind of an idiot would say, oh, yeah, the intelligence said there's collusion, so I'm going to agree. It's ridiculous. Two separate
things. The more we talk about it,
the more we talk about it.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your call. The more we talk about it, the more that we get these phone calls, and the clearer it is that this was a no-win situation, as most are for Donald Trump. I mean, most situations for Donald Trump when he goes into them are no-win when it comes to the media and when it comes to the Democratic Party. This one was a huge no-win. And, you know, Mark's absolutely right. You cannot get up there and say, for like a year and a half, Donald Trump saying, there's no collusion. There's no collusion. I won this election fair and square. So he can't get up there on stage in front of the world right next to the guy he supposedly colluded with and said, hey, we know there was collusion. You better not do it again. Because then what we would have been reading today is Donald Trump admits to colluding with Russia. Tells Russia you better not. I mean, it's a lose-lose. But collusion and meddling are two totally different things. Meddling is, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even know what they're considering meddling because, again, we haven't seen any of the evidence. You know, this Mueller investigation goes on and on.
Finish it the hell up.
Yeah, thanks, Trey Gowdy. I appreciate that. But, you know, we don't know exactly what they're talking about. All these security agencies are saying that there's meddling. Some are saying there's collusion. You know, Donald Trump is likely better off not admitting to any of it to protect himself and his administration, because anything he says is going to be seen as some kind of admission of guilt, which, you know, clearly it's not. Now, the other thing is Donald Trump has no relationship or had no relationship with Vladimir Putin until yesterday. So I guess what people are angry about is him not going up there and saying, hey, nice to meet you. We've never met before. We've got a lot of work to do. But first, let me get up here and call you a liar in front of the entire world. Again, I don't know that that's the best tactic to take. 340-1045. Let's go to, Richard in Hastings. How are you?
Hey, I'm in Palatka now.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, you're driving fast. What'd you want to say, Richard?
You know, I would like to have a non-collusion day that we don't talk about gossip about, we don't discuss any other gossip on the radio other than collusion.
There'd be nothing for us to talk about, I'm going to be honest with you. Until they decide to do something downtown with the shipyards, it's all about collusion. Because if you turn, I mean, that's the headline everywhere. The Daily News, the New York Daily News this morning, open treason. They have a photo of Donald Trump holding a gun to the head of of Uncle Sam. You have long-term supporters like Newt Gingrich and some Fox News reporters. They're now turning on Donald Trump saying this was the worst day ever. This was the most horrible thing you could ever do. We've got people on, you know, we've got open mics on both sides. Mostly people saying, you know, hey, this is, you know, this is all planned.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah. But then you also have people that are saying, you know, this is not at all what we need.
I really would have preferred to have seen Trump go in there and tell Putin if he interferes with our elections again, he'll be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
I disagree with that personally. I don't think openly threatening a guy the first time you meet him is the right way to go, too. But hey, what do I know? I'm an idiot radio host. I am not a politician. 340-1045. Let's go to Steve in Middleburg. Steve, thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. What do you want to say, Steve?
I just wanted to did we know what a, I guess we know now, but had we ever seen a presser between the Russian president and the president of the United States on the same stage answering questions from idiots?
I mean, it's been a while, but, you know, I mean, it's not the first time that that the Russian president and the American president have met together. What is the ideal? Like, what ideally should have happened? Is that what you're saying? What did these people want to see?
What I'm saying is any information is good information. In this situation, you're never gonna. It's a no-win situation for the Russians anyway. They're gonna do what they want to do. We're gonna do what we're gonna do. But the biggest
it's a no-win situation. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the biggest thing is that Trump got out there with him. He caused a distraction. He got information that he needed. Didn't admit anything. And I just don't. I'm a Trump supporter, and I didn't see anything yesterday would cause me to change my way.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Look, I mean, the no-win situation, it is kind of tiring, but it's a no-win situation all the time. And what you're seeing from Donald Trump today is anger, because every time he goes out to do something that he thinks is good, he gets reprimanded for it. The whole thing with NATO and Angela Merkel was a prime example. He's had a relationship with Angela Merkel. He's known her for his entire presidency. It's not the first time they met. It's not the first time they spoke. They were hanging out together 2 weeks ago. And now he gets up there and he says, hey, I got to talk to you about something. What the hell are you doing taking natural gas from Russia? Why are you strengthening their natural gas supply? Why are you? We're your allies. We're the ones in NATO. And he gets lambasted for that. Donald Trump is trying to weaken Russia, take away from their economy, and put NATO back in line. He's being strong with a leader of a so-called ally, and he gets lambasted for it. Now he comes into one of our enemies who he's never met before. He sits down, he talks to him, they're very cordial, he compliments the guy, and he gets lambasted for that as well. Plus, he's still under investigation for Russian collusion. The worst thing he could have ever done, IMHO, is to stand up there and admit that there was any kind of Russian collusion. Because as soon as he landed back here today, Mueller and the Democrats and everybody and the Clintons and Obama, who's out speaking today somewhere about Nelson Mandela, all of these people would have jumped on it and said, see, Donald Trump admits on stage that he colluded with Vladimir Putin. And it's a lose-lose anytime your name is President Trump and you go and do something, anything at all. 340-1045. Let's go to Jerry in Jacksonville. Jerry, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What did you want to say, Jerry? Okay, great. Let's go to Danny on the south side. Danny, thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. What did you want to say, Danny?
I want to say I don't blame Trump for not, you know, coming out saying that he believed the FBI, any of them. The way they're trying to cover up all this stuff with Hillary Clinton and collusion and all that, who do you believe? You know, I mean, if they won't come out and tell us the truth on all this other stuff, why should we believe them on anything? You know, and all the higher-ups are just, you know, playing cover-up.
You can follow Comey's Twitter feed and realize that there's a lot of government agencies that shouldn't be trusted. You can go and read those struck page text messages to realize that there's a lot of government agencies that can't be trusted. You could just go back and you can go into Google and type leak. Type leak, and you will get over 250 million returns about leaks that have come out from the Trump White House. And those leaks are coming out from intelligence agencies, a lot of them classified information. So when asked, hey, who do you trust? It's going to take Donald Trump. It's going to take him a minute to figure it out. 340-1045. Got to take a quick break. This is the Mark Kay Show. More of your phone calls, more open mics, just more. Next on News 104.5 WOKV.
I think the only tragic mistake is that John McCain hasn't been replaced by someone that's more conservative than himself.
You know, and I still stand by the comment I made earlier that Donald Trump's worst mistake was Jeff Sessions. But hey, that's just me. That's just me. That could be. That's just me and probably like a bajillion other people too. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. Let's go. We got a bunt, man. We had so many open mic messages that we could literally just for the next hour play open mic messages. But Rush would be very angry and he would stop sending my kids Rush Revere books and also me and my wife 2FByT. And we need those shipments to keep coming. But let's go to a couple more phone calls here real quick. Let's go to Dick in Jacksonville. Dick, thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. What's on your mind? What do you want to say?
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call. Enjoy your show and enjoy your humor.
Thanks.
Trump possibly doing a throwdown to the intelligence community saying, put up or shut up. Everybody keeps saying the Russians. He said they've not. Put up or shut up. Prove it that they are.
I see what you're saying. You're saying this is Donald Trump's sneaky ploy to get up there and say, hey, there's no reason for me to believe that Putin has colluded with the United States or meddled in our elections. It's time for you guys to show us the evidence.
If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the damn grand jury.
Good point. 340-1045. Let's go to Bobby in Middleburg. Bobby, thank you so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What do you want to say?
Hey, Mark, I just want to add to the conversation there and just kind of want to give you guys a different angle to kind of look at. And this is kind of common sense here, but, you know, I believe part of the reason why the whole left has been in an uproar about Trump and Putin meeting and kind of the way the whole thing went down is they know all along that Russia has the dirt on their activities and things that have been going on now going back probably many, many years. So therefore, you know, they're going all out trying to go crazy about the meeting there with Russia. Well, look at the same way that they treat President Trump. You know, when he was one of them, they never had a problem with him. But as soon as he separated from them and ran for president and all, they know he knows the dirt on them. And that's why they've been out in force, you know, against him the whole time, because he knows. He used to party with them. He knows all the insides that are going on. And something else, too, I think they kind of called their bluff there when they offered to have the people come over there and talk to the indicted Russians and that kind of stuff and all. But, you know, Putin said that, well, I'd like to talk to some Americans, too. Keep in mind that Roger Mueller and Rod Rosenstein were also involved during the Uranium One time, and the same people are in power in Russia that were in power back during that time. So, you know, that's never going to happen. So they've got the dirt on them, and that's why the left is going so crazy.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. That's a great point. Thanks so much for your call. Look, you also have to go back to the whole art of the deal, the whole negotiation tactic. I mean, when you look at what Donald Trump does with Kim Jong-un, when you look at what he does with, you know, people say it and it's an old saying.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
And there's a reason for that, because, you know, when you look at what happened with Angela Merkel, when you look at what happened with Theresa May, these are longtime allies of Donald Trump. It's like you and your best friend, or you and your wife, or you and your husband. I mean, the way my wife speaks to me and vice versa when she's angry is, you know, people would think that we hated each other, but we don't. We love each other because we're close friends, we're close allies, and we know what's going on. If I meet somebody who I think has done me wrong, but I need something from, and I met them for the first time, I'm going to have some kind of very careful pleasantries. I'm not going to make waves, and the last thing I'm going to do is blow up in their face. I mean, I've done that in the past. Let's be honest. I've done that kind of. I'm not hold my tongue, or at least I'm working on it, folks. I'm working on it. That's all I can say. Real quick, let's go to Mike in Gainesville. Last call, Mike. What'd you want to say?
Hey, Mark. I just wanted to say that, you know, I just can't imagine the amount of moral fortitude that takes for President Trump to get up every day and deal with the constant harassment and opposition that he deals with and still be able to maintain his composure. You know, it's bullying, plain and simple. You know, we all went to high school, people dealt with bullying. This man deals with it every day. He's trying to do what's best for the country, in my opinion. Yeah. I just can only imagine how much he would accomplish if he had our support.
You know, it's amazing that it could be a lot easier and we may be able to accomplish that. And if it were me, I would get on Air Force One at the end of every meeting and just huddle up in the, like, curl up in the fetal position and cry for hours and scream, why don't they like me? I'm just trying to help them. They're so ungrateful. The ungrateful bastards! and then I would, you know, I don't know, I'd just get drunk. But Donald Trump doesn't do that. First of all, he doesn't drink, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't cry either. He may not have any liquid in his body. Who knows? Anyway, listen, we got to bolt. But if you have some more open mic messages, if there's anything else that comes to your mind, or if you weren't able to get on the air, send me an open mic message. It's in the something you can do in our downloadable mobile app. Just go to News 104.5 WOKV on your Google Play Store or your iTunes Store, and I'm sure we'll spend quite a bit of time talking about this tomorrow as well. Hey, stay tuned. The news and Rush Limbaugh's next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.